only tip I'm going to give you for to do's. When I go observe a meeting, and 9 times out of 10, it's because to do's not happening because just of lack of accountability and just that simple thing of letting the team wallow in the silence. And oh, it's going to be hard. Meeting pulse, how many of you are doing weekly meetings? Okay, awesome. How many of you feel that your meetings are productive from a perspective of to-dos?
It just shifted.
It shifted. Why did it shift?
Because I just added a, so normally we have a Monday meeting.
She can do the meetings now compared to the old person.
Yeah, so. Well, so we were doing a Monday meeting and then we were doing all the to-dos and then opening up shift and then nothing changed for the rest of the week. So I was like, we're gonna be open on Fridays for 2 hours to do our meetings.
Oh.
So that on Mondays, nice. When we come in, we can do all the things.
Okay, so here's the key to getting your to-dos done, okay, which everyone misses. Here's the key. So I'm not going to go through the whole meeting structure now, but one of the key concepts in the meeting structure, which you can read from the book, is we do have a training on my Inner Circle membership page. I'll show you now too. But one of the keys is this. One, you've got a master person taking down to-dos. Okay, so it'll be like, Alyssa, if you're running the meeting, then it'll be like, oh, guys, we really need to get that sign changed. And they'll be like, okay, so what are the to-dos that need to happen? Okay, so Matt, actually, you're the only guy that knows Mark. Can you call Mark? And then Alyssa, you're gonna write down, Matt, call Mark, and then Josiah, can you make sure that so-and-so knows this? Yeah, Josiah, da-da. Cool. So you're writing those down throughout. So we've got a master sheet, and you're putting initials next to each to-do. Then, at the end of the meeting, you're going to go, let's review our to-dos, and you're going to quickly go, right, so Matt, you said you're going to phone so-and-so. Yep, got it. Josiah, you said you're going to do this. Yep. Chuck, you said you're going to do this. Yep. Everyone got their to-dos? Awesome, great. Okay, there's a whole bunch of other stuff there with the meeting, but that's the two twos. Now, we come back the next week, and we go, there's a part in the meeting that's let's look at our to-dos. So you've got the sheet, and you're going to go, Matt, you said you're going to call Mark. Here's the key. Done or not done is the word out of the meeting holder's mouth. The only words out of every, the energy in the room changes. I mean, I can tell who hasn't done that. Sometimes it's me. I don't take to-dos and rocks anymore. But you're not allowed to say, and this is where you can't let them get away with it.
Yep.
No justification whatsoever. So it's UI, because we want to leverage, the power of, peer pressure. So you know when you go, it goes like this. So ask me if I've phoned Mark. Say done or not done.
Done or not done.
So this is what happens. And then like, it was like, they want to say, I want to say, I did call him, but I couldn't get hold of him. That doesn't count. It's not done. So now, ask me again.
Did you call Mark, done or not done?
Not done.
Okay. When are you going to have that done by?
Okay, cool. Now, next thing out of your mouth is it an issue? Is it an issue, or is it carried over to next week?
Okay, got it.
Is it an issue that we need to discuss? You may need help.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't get it done, but I need to talk about now. I need help with something. It was a bad to-do. I couldn't actually get it done.
Mm-hmm.
So then it's not that the person's done anything wrong. It's that the person genuinely needs to talk about it. But the key here, the key is the silence, the awkward silence. You know, it's like the wallow in the not done. It's like, done or not done? Not done. Okay. The issue or... Or do you want to, and then they're going to try justifying. You'd be like, all I want to know is if you want to talk about it today, is it an issue, or am I carrying it over to next week?
Mm-hmm.
No, I just didn't get it done. carried over to next week. I know that. So the key, I promise you, when you run your meetings, you're gonna all want to justify. The key is the person holding it. The words are done or not done. We don't want to know anything else. And then that's how you'll get huge amounts of accountability. Because by letting people justify, you're letting them get off the hook. And you want to wallow. It needs to be a bit awkward. You know, we're like, so we do. So every single time, I love watching the energy in the room change. It's like, great, let's do our to-dos. And you check, you see people's heads go like this. Because you know you're going to be asked, like, you haven't done your thing. And then especially you've got three or four. And it's like, Alyssa, did you phone Mark? No, done or not done?
Done.
Okay, did you call Peter?
No.
And did you call Mary?
Not done.
And then let's say there's like four not done. I promise you, everyone talks about it from a leadership perspective, that, you know, like, I need to scold my, like, team or whatever. You don't have to do a thing, because the tool, we are way harder on ourselves. So you know the pain of saying not done to four things in a row? Mm-hmm. And everyone's sitting there going, like, oh, and like, oh, and then like, you say not done, and then like, oh, please don't say not done again. Uh-huh. Like, it's pain, and the whole room's feeling it. And then it's like, the poor guy, and like the guy's like, and then I'll never forget, like, we've had meetings before where we're like, at the end, someone's gone, because you rate the meeting then, and we're like, I'm never letting that happen again. That was fucking embarrassing.
But then what happens is even your A players will come step up and help the one who's not getting stuff done, so they don't even want to have their teammates see that happen again.
Very true. Mm-hmm. Very true. And then again, sometimes it'll force, what it'll also do, sometimes it'll force that person, this is what I've learned. It's not always out of incompetence that people are not getting to-dos done. It's truly that they need some support.
Yeah.
You'll be like, you know, like, actually, do you need to talk about it is an issue? Well, I took that to do, and guys, I didn't even know how to turn a computer on. And I said I was gonna implement the whole system by this week on Infusionsoft. And you're like, I'm stuck. And then be like, cool. So like, how do we delegate a little bit more? How do we all chip in? How do we talk about the issue? How do we talk about the issue? And there's a concept in this structure that I'm teaching now that's very powerful, in that in your quarterlies, you're gonna come up with something called your issues list. So, do you know when you say, we start a meeting and I say to you, I can do it to you guys now even, what's working and what's not working. And you should start all your quarterlies like that. So if I say what's not working, if someone takes note while every person in the team says what's not working, you're gonna write that all down on a big board. And that, the longer your issues list becomes, the healthier the business. So everyone thinks they're like, oh, we've got no issues in this business. Almost, because you're not looking, because all business is messy. You know, you solve one thing, and because you're looking there, you've dropped the ball on another five things, and that's normal. So the longer the issues list, the healthier the business. Why? Because you've leveraged the challenge in Josiah's mind, in Chuck's mind, in Matt's mind, in Alyssa's mind. You've got it all, and you spit it on some board. And now, each week, we can tackle a problem one at a time. But like, we're doing good business. So now, at the end of the meeting, I'm not gonna go too much into it today, but as you can see, like, as I said, I could do a whole day just on this. But at the end of the meeting, we actually have a section called your issues, and we choose three issues from the board that we designed together at the quarterly. So it's always there. You know how that anxiety of, hey, you need to work on something, but you get it out of your mind and you dump it on a big page. And as a team, the longer the issues list, the healthier the business. Helpful?
Yes.
Cool. So the only tip I'm going to give you for to-dos. When I go observe a meeting, and 9 times out of 10, it's because to-do is not happening because just of lack of accountability, and just that simple thing of letting the team wallow in the silence. And, oh, it's going to be hard. Hey, docs. Thanks for watching the video. I hope it was helpful. If you haven't yet got my book, it's completely free, New Patient Avalanche. It's exactly how I grew my 8 practices, saw 10,000 new patients every single year from the strategies in this book. Everything's in here. It's completely free. All you do is pay for the shipping and the postage. Click on the link. I promise to help you practice grow. See you at the next video.